Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. This is episode 267. And I want to welcome everybody to the show. Before we get into it, head over to anthonymanaya.com, fam. If you haven't done so yet, you're missing out. Go to anthonymanaya.com right now and sign up to my exclusive email list, fam. I'm giving out gems. I'm putting out exclusive content for those who are serious about taking their life to the next level. So sign up to that right now. With that being said, let's jump into today's episode. On today's show, I want to break down my mentality, break down my mindset. How do I see the world? How do I see things? I invest most of my time putting out content and, you know, especially on this podcast, talking about perspective, talking about limitations, talking about truths, talking about fear, understanding certain things. So if you can understand the process of things, you can prioritize that and then see it for yourself, right? So if I say that there's limitations and caps in your mind, and you know, a lot of the times you've settled for certain things in your life, if I say that, the goal is not for you just to listen and be like, oh, that was cool. The goal is for you to see that and say, okay, what are the caps in my mind, right? What is the caps in my mind that's keeping me, like the limitations or, you know, the cage that I placed on myself, versus just hearing the fact that, hey, you placed a cage on yourself. You must see what that cage is, right? What is that limitation? What is that fear? I talk a lot about perspective, passion, love, truth, all these things, so you can understand it. And once you understand it, you can see it for yourself and make the changes. On this episode, I want to talk about how do I see things? What is my mentality? And what I've learned just over the last 13 plus years. Very interesting stuff. And, you know, after hundreds of conversations, hours and hours of conversations with so many different people, working with different people, seeing these things play out, right? Watching the mountain that people are climbing long enough to see things play out, what works, what doesn't work, right? All of this stuff combined and adding on my personal experiences as well. So what I've realized is that I've set a standard for myself since the very beginning. I have what I call the best in the world mentality. The best in the world mentality, and the reason why it's a mentality, because being the best in the world is never a fact. It's a mentality. No matter how great you are, people will still think, oh no, that's not the best pizza in the world. That's not the best basketball player. Michael Jordan's not the best basketball player. It's LeBron James. It's Kobe. It's, you know, you have so many people with different, based on what they prioritize as best in the world. You know, it's never an actual fact, right? It's a mentality. And that's the type of mentality I have when I do everything I do, fam, everything I do. I go into and say, okay, I want to be the best in the world at this. Now, knowing that it's going to take a lot of work, it's going to take a lot of time. What comes with being the best in the world, right? What do you have to do to be the best in the world? And why? Why do you even want that, Anthony? Why do you even want to be the best in the world at this? For me, how I look at things is, if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to go all in and give my entire life to it. Show up and be present every single day, being consistent, right? Consistency is very attractive. This is what I've learned. Consistency is very, very, very attractive. People can look at me and say, man, I don't know what it is you're doing, but I just know you're consistent. You show up every day. I see you every day. You're always on my news feed. Every Friday, there's always a new episode of the podcast. When I show up for jiu-jitsu, when I show up for boxing or any MMA class, I'm there consistent every time. I'm showing up in all areas of my life. All these things, consistency, right? Consistency, just showing up. Now, people call that being disciplined. And in the past, for a very long time, I've said, you know, well, I've went through certain changes. And I've noticed that, okay, a lot of this stuff is the same energy. It's just how you see it. This, first of all, hold on. Let me pause that. What I'm about to say now is very important. So pay attention. A lot of the things that are being said is the same energy. It's just the way you see it and how you interpret it and how you... the definitions and the words that you use to break down that energy, all of it's the same. But the way you see it will determine if you value it or not. Fam, that right there is a huge gem. Because I spent so long saying, this is what it is about discipline. You got to be disciplined. Then part of my life, well, over the years, I've learned, I was like, wait a minute, but I'm not disciplined. I'm more passionate than disciplined. And then I've realized that many people depend on discipline to as a way of life. And I was like, okay, yeah, some people do need discipline because they don't have passion. Passion is very rare, you know, and discipline gives people more hope than passion does. Think about what I just said. Discipline gives people more hope than passion does. Discipline is duplicatable. It's like, hey, show up even if you don't feel like it. Show up regardless. Show up every single day. You know, there's days you're not going to feel like it. Just go. And passion, I say, hey, show up. And there's energy when you show up. You show up because it's what you want to do. I realized for me, I show up because it's who I am and what I do. It's me. I am that. I embody that. It's not, you know, oh man, I don't feel like doing this today. I don't feel like doing what's best for my body and mind. No, I'm going to do what's best for my body and mind. And every decision I make, I trust myself. I know myself. I know I'm making the right move. And the right move simply means what I care about, what I prioritize, and the direction that I want to go. Is this getting me closer to where I want to go, or is it taking me further away? And there's also certain things I want to see within myself. I want to experience firsthand. I want to observe. I want to dive into this process, put myself in certain positions so I can study it. So the best in the world mentality, if you're going to be the best in the world in anything, it starts with being consistent, right? Consistency is it. But the best in the world mentality is how you carry yourself. It's everything. It's holistic, fam. It's the whole thing. How you carry yourself. You know, how you respond to adversity. And these are things that I throw around all the time. You know, you have to adapt and adjust. You know, don't react, respond. So now let's break down how I respond to adversity. Anytime there is something that happens in my life, anytime, whether I'm rolling in jiu-jitsu, whether I'm sparring in boxing, whether I'm building a business, when a client has a problem, when, you know, personal family life, when there's something going on, anything that happens in my life, anything physically, when my, you know, get hit by a car, my body's hurting, my knee goes out. The way I respond is, number one, acknowledging the problem, acknowledging the truth of it all, not lying to myself. If something's messed up, if something's out of place, if I have failed in some way, I say, I have messed up. I messed up. This hurts. Or, yeah, I made this decision that got me this result. I embrace the feeling. If I'm pissed off, I'm like, yeah, I'm pissed off right now. Yeah, I'm frustrated right now. Yeah, you know what? I should never have made that decision. But, you know, instantly, I first of all, acknowledge the pain. Acknowledge the fact of it. I'm like, okay, this is in the way. This thing is in the way. It's in the way of where I want to go. So then I observe it and I say, okay. In a real way too, fam. This is not something that's like, yeah, let's acknowledge it. I know it's difficult, but, you know, no, this is difficult. This is hard. This is tough. This right now sucks. Big time. I acknowledge it. It's the closest thing. I have to get well grounded, right? It's the closest thing to the truth. It is the truth. It's what is. It sucks, right? This is in the way. This is intense. This is brutal. This is just difficult. Now, immediately, once I acknowledge it and not ignore it, I look for the solution to this problem. I look to embrace this. How can I embrace this where I breathe through it all? I take a deep breath. Observe the situation. And regardless of how much room I have to breathe, regardless of how much, space I have to fix this, the resources that are available to me, regardless of what it is, maybe it's very little, I look to take whatever I have available to me and make that and use that to my full advantage. So whatever space I have to breathe, and I say this, and I think about, I use martial arts now as an example, because it's real life adversity, right? I'm there getting choked out, right? In just a small little space, if my opponent leaves a small little space where I can just tuck my chin in a little bit, or I can stick my hand in a little bit and just breathe and take a second to breathe. And then I look at, okay, what are the openings? Even though this is a situation that feels impossible to get out of, what can I do to, or what is a small little thing that's available to me that I can take full advantage of, right? And use that to the next moment and move with forward energy moment to moment. So, okay, I can breathe now. I tucked my chin in a little bit. Okay, I can breathe now. Then I put my hand in because there's a little gap. Okay, now I can breathe a little bit more. Breathe a little bit more. Patience. Okay, can I turn a little bit to the left? No, I can't. Can I turn to the right? No, I can't. Okay, wait a minute. I could scoot up a little bit. Okay, what does that do if I do this? Boom. Okay, now, all right, let's play it out. And this is just my mindset is like, okay, calm, being calm during it all, acknowledging the difficult situation, but now you're in it. We're here now. We are in it, fam. We're in it. The difficult situation is here. The adversity is here. You're in the trenches right now. Now you got to breathe and be calm. And look for the little step-by-step things that's going to allow you to move forward so you can make the adjustment you need to make. Sometimes the things that are going on in your life right now is going to hit you so hard, it's going to take you 10 steps back. Acknowledge it. Fuck, I'm going to go 10 steps back from this. But it's the little, little things that the simple things of forward movement where one foot goes it's like walking, right? One foot over the other, just one foot at a time. You're climbing up a flight of steps. It's just one step at a time. Don't go skipping steps. No one's saying run up the steps. It's one step at a time, because every single step is an important step. Every single step is important to get to the top of the mountain, to the top of the steps, right? So you get you you must do that in your own life. Whereas for me, when there's adversity, it's like, okay, let's be real about this, and let's make the adjustments that we need to make immediately. You know, I don't wait for it. It's immediate. Let's go do this, right? Because for me, how I see myself, I say, my name is Anthony Minaya, and I do not accept this. This is not what we accept. And then these are the conversations I have with myself in the mirror every day. Yo, you set a standard for yourself so high. You're the one who's changing your family tree, Anthony. You're the one who's changing, you know, for generations. They're going to remember the moves you've made, right? And maybe that's not true, right? Maybe that's something that, you know, after two generations, people just forget, right? Maybe after three, whatever, right? But there's something about that that makes me, knowing that what I do today is going to impact many people for generations to come, makes me start making decisions that will have a long-term impact, right? But also it keeps me sharp. Keeps me sharp. It keeps me showing up every single day, every single moment. I respect every single decision. I respect every move I make. There's never a throwaway move. Everything is very intentional that I do. Everything, fam. Everything that I do is very intentional. Forward thinking, planning things out, but I plan things out with flexibility. So that means if I'm going to, you know, create something, I have room for errors. I have room for adjustment. I have room for, okay, maybe my energy is like not on point today, right? I have to learn. There's certain things you have to learn about yourself first in order for things to flow fluently and for things to go your way. There's a lot of shit that's going to throw you off course. So it's like a rocket towards the moon. It's like off course, what, like 90% of the time, 80% of the time? I have to look that up to, I'm just throwing out numbers, but majority of the time, the rocket's headed to the moon, it's off course. And all it's doing is adapting, it's adjusting. All it's doing is adjusting its way. So it's going, it starts, gets all of itself to the launch. And then it's on cruise control, right? And then goes a little bit to the right. And then you got to fix it and go a little bit to the left. It goes too much to the left. And you got to go right back to the middle. And then it goes all the way to the right. And then you got to fix it again. And goes right back to the middle. But then all the way to the left. And then all the way to the right. It's a constant adjustment. And that's what it's all about. Is you're always going to have obstacles. I'm very aware of that. There's always going to be something. Especially if you're doing something epic and you're looking to build something for yourself and take chances and, you know, take risk, there's always going to be an adjustment that has to be made. Always. So within that, you have to be able to stay calm, right? You have to stay calm and show up, you know, again, being consistent, showing up. This is how I see things, fam. I set a standard for myself. Where I'm like, okay, I am going to be very present and aware in everything I do. I'm going to study the game. I'm going to understand the game. I'm going to understand what I'm getting myself into. And when adversity happens, I'm very aware that this is what I signed up for. So nothing's a surprise, right? Nothing's a surprise. Everything is like, I get it. I signed up for this. This is why this happened. It sucks. I acknowledge it. Then I look at the teeny little steps I can take in order to continue moving forward, right? You know, there's days that I don't want to go to the gym. This is what I say, right? This is how I feel. I don't want to go. But that is a moment. That is a moment. Remember, fam, when you decide to do something, you did it because you wanted to do it. We're always doing what we want to do at all times. Always. There's a feeling that you have that you may say, I don't feel like doing this right now. And that's a very real feeling. And in that moment, I hope you guys are paying attention because this is very, very important. This is another note. This is gems right here, fam. at the moment where you feel like I don't, when you say I don't feel like doing it, it's real because you're not doing it, right? So if I'm sitting down before recording this podcast and I'm saying, I don't want to record the show today. I don't want to record the show today. I'm not doing it, right? At that moment, it's very real. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I haven't done it yet. Time is passing by. That's a very real moment, right? Once you decide to do it, and I'm using the podcast as an example. I always love recording the podcast. So this is just an example. It's like the moment I start recording, it's like I did it because I wanted to do it, because it's a brand new moment. And in that moment, I wanted to do it and I did it. Leading up to that was very difficult. Leading up to that took a lot of energy or perspective changes to see what's important. What do I value? I got to do it. I got to do it. I got to do it. It's like that very moment, I wanted to do it. We're always doing what we want to do at all times. Always. So if you look at your life and you understand, truly understand that you put yourself in this position you are in, you have accepted certain things in your life. You have never questioned certain things. You haven't made any adjustments, or the adjustments you have made has led you up to this point. My entire point being is that you put yourself in this situation, and the understanding of that means that you understand that you are in full control. So this is what I know. I know that I do not have to do anything. I know I don't have to accept certain things. I am the chooser of my own life. I get to choose what happens, right? And now, regardless of what comes my way, because maybe there are some things that I don't have a choice of, some things may come my way, I have the choice to see that up as an opportunity for growth, right? To see that as an unfortunate situation, to see that as a, oh man, like I can play the victim, why me? But I have the ability to look at every situation, right? And say, okay, this is an opportunity for me to grow. This is an opportunity for me to make changes. I have control how I respond to whatever happens. So, which means how you respond to what happens will determine what happens next. If you understand that you put yourself in this situation, you would take total responsibility. And this is how I live my life. I take total responsibility for everything that happens. I prioritize that. I look at myself and say, yeah, okay, because I did this, I made this move, it led me over here, I got this result, it's my fault. And because I prioritize that, because I value that strongly, I don't blame anybody else. I don't think that there's no chance for me. Think about it. Something happens in my life, I'm always saying, okay, there's a shot. Is there a little opening? Do I chuck? Can I, you know, stick my chin down and put my hands through the chokehold and breathe a little bit? Like, that's an example of all areas of life, right? And if you can't, what can you do? Right? What can you do? There's always something you can do. And that's another way that, like, why not see it like that? You know, people fight me on things and I have no energy to fight on, you know, perspectives. And that's not true. This is true. I'm like, ah, okay, cool. Like, yo, you live your life the way you want to live your life. You got it. You know, the results always make sense, though. The results always make sense. So for me, I look at my life, I say, I like the results that I'm getting. I like the process. I like being in control of the things I have control of, right? So when I look at things and blame it all on me and I take full responsibility for it, it gives me that control. It shows me, okay, what do I need to do right? what I need to do to grow. You know, and always seeing everything as I create meaning out of everything. Always seeing everything as an opportunity. You know, this is an opportunity for me to grow. Okay, I'm in control of that. Okay, cool, boom. Observing why I want to do things. Why do I care about certain things? Why do I prioritize that? Why do I invest my energy in this? So being very aware of the moves I'm making and overall understanding the mountain that I am climbing. This is a big one, fam. This is my overall religion, right? The overall religion I have over my mind is like, over my head, this is what I live my life by. It's like, okay, I mentioned the best in the world mentality, but it's also, it's being the best version of me in every single situation. And I realized that it simply comes down to what is the best and healthiest move for me right now? What is the healthiest move for me to make? Right? Where does that come from? What is the healthiest mentally, physically? What is the healthiest for me to make? Where it is based off the root cause. It's based on the solution. I don't want to spend time on the best escapes because the best escape gives me something to focus on. It allows me to be distracted for the moment. It allows me to, you know, not make the uncomfortable decision. This is why people like the greatest escapes. For me, it's like I want the solution so I could put an end to that problem or that, whatever that is. I want to put an end to that and then focus on what's important. It's keeping my mindset right, keeping my mentality right, my life right, and then take calculated risk. Take calculated risk because I know, okay, I'm still climbing this mountain. I must continue to grow. I must continue to be the best version of me and embrace all the challenges that comes my way. This is how I see shit, fam. With everything, man, everything. I make my bed, get up. And again, this is not a life of perfection because this is something that people say like, oh, you think you're perfect. I'm like, dude, man, I'm just doing the right move. I think that makes sense. I'm doing the move that makes sense, that brings clarity and it's clarity, fam. Clarity and awareness. Being clear during the process. It makes sense. I make my bed. Okay, why do I, you know, clean up my house? It's like, oh, well, I want the space to be clear for my mindset to think about the thing that I want to think about. Why do I not put myself in environments that make my mind dull and sluggish? It's because I care about being clear. I care about my energy. My energy, fam, I prioritize. I'm very, very, very protective on who I give my energy to, what I give my energy to. It's everything for me. You know, it's like I understand now that energy is everything. Energy, fam, your mental and physical energy. Who are you giving your attention to? Attention is energy, right? It's like, what are you giving your energy to? What are you giving your attention to? And then you become those things. How fragile and sensitive the brain is, the mind is, you know? And this is what I prioritize. Now, if you prioritize something else, the greatest escapes, then you don't really care about your energy like that. You're willing to put yourself in environments that allow you to not see yourself, right? Because when you don't see yourself, you may think that's fun. Not being present in life, not being as present is what people call fun. For me, I view fun as being present, providing value. You know, every single decision you make, it's like every single decision you make, it's an important decision and seeing that play out, I get to check that off and say, wow, that one decision I made in the morning to get out of bed and, you know, instantly jump into the cold shower has led to the mindset being clear enough to come up with this idea. Then I went and took my bike to the beach, jump into the ocean. And, you know, it's like, and then I came up with a better idea that's going to help me in my business that allowed me to do this. And then allow me, you know, it's like, it's a fam, it's momentum. It's momentum. It's one move after the other. And then for me, I find that fun because I look back and I'm like, ah, that worked. Oh, that was cool. Oh, when I did this, it led to this. I led to this opportunity that I met this new person and now I'm doing business with this person. You know, I've been doing business with this person for the last 5 years. Wow, that one decision, right? All of that is fun to me, fam. So changing your perspective on what is fun is everything. What do you find fun? And that right there is something that has changed my life tremendously. Fam, we'll be right back, fam. Stay with us. What you allow will continue, and what you settle for, you deserve. I'm gonna leave you with this real quick, fam. Nothing's going to change until you change what you are willing to accept. Set the bar high, fam. Welcome back, fam. Let's jump straight into it. I want to continue to jump on that topic on fun, right? And I was thinking about this during the break. I was like, man, that's straight up facts. I've changed my perspective on what I find. Well, I changed my priority on, my perspective and my priority on what I find fun. You know, for a long time, it was playing video games. And, you know, before that was playing football and hanging out with my boys and playing tag and, you know, just being active, right? And, you know, escapism, you know, going out to parties and just watching cartoons. Things that took my mind away from the present was always fun for me. Then I said, okay, how can I create a life that I don't have to escape from? And as I say this, I'm realizing that there's a certain energy in the air right now because I'm breaking down something that out of all these episodes, I don't think I've ever broken down this way. So I'm choosing my words carefully and I'm breaking down and I'm very present during this process right now. How do I say this in a way that you can understand how I actually see shit, you know? I wanted to create a life that I did not have to escape from, which means that all the ups and the downs, all the problems that I have, all the things that everything that I give my attention to, I get stimulated by it. I actually find it fun. I find the process of becoming and being the best version of me a very enjoyable process. I like the adversity that comes my way. I'm like, yeah, this is the adversity that I want because I chose this path. And then I like the results of that. And I also like the idea that most people are running away from a certain path or a certain way of being. That to me gives me more, it makes me more solid with myself, knowing that I chose a path that most people run away from. That I chose a path that makes sense for me and I get stimulated by it. I find it fun. I find doing this podcast very fun. People ask me, what do you do for fun? I'm like, this. My whole life is fun. Reading books on interesting topics that I care about, not what's most popular, not what most people say you should, you know, this is what you should be reading. No. I find, you know, a 80-page book that no one has ever read or very few people have read, and I'm looking into it, diving into it from this person that I've, this author that I've discovered through what I care about, right? Through what I prioritize, I discovered this, and then I dive into that, and it challenges me, and I'm engaged in that process, fighting. A newfound passion of mine where I've always been interested in watching fighting, never had the opportunity to do it. I've had the opportunities and I've done it, but positioning wise, it did not fit in at certain points in my life. And now it fits. I created space for that. And now that I'm in this world of fighting, I can see my mentality in slow motion. I see it. I see the punch coming and then I dodge it. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, I slip. Boom, I slip. And I'm like, okay, left, right, pop, 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 uppercut, boom. And then I get back. Okay, I got to get back because he might swing. All this is happening in real time and it's so fast and the mind is just sharp. And I'm finding it fun. I come home with a black eye or my knees is hurting. I'm like, yeah, that was fun, right? And then the recovery process, it's like, yes, it's painful, but I like it. I don't know. I find it very interesting and stimulating. So in all areas of my life, it's like creating, you know, whether it's creating music, creating content, creating something. It's like for me that stimulates me, right? For years, it was about watching superheroes. And then I made a decision to become a superhero. You know, what does it take to be Batman? You know, what does it take to be that type of character? And how can I embody that and be that? You know, I remember I always used to tell my mom I wanted to be Batman growing up. 6 years old, 7 years old. Always playing with the Batman toys. Bought the costume for Halloween. Always was like, yeah, I want to be Batman. And as I grew older, I was like, let me be Batman. You know what I mean? Let me be the billionaire badass who fights and knows, you know, has a great sense of awareness, right? Has an understanding of oneself and takes risk. And, you know, like that's my mindset. I'm looking at that and saying, yeah, I want to be this. And the process is fun. And seeing my body go from being skinny fat with skinny arms and a fat belly to being shredded and being ripped. It's like, okay, how can I reinvent myself? And this is something that I prioritize too, fam, always reinventing myself. So if you're listening to this right now, look at your life. It can get very stagnant. Could be very repetitive. You know, some of you have been wearing the same clothes for 10 years, for 5 years. You have the same wardrobe. Life doesn't feel interesting to you. Just reinventing yourself, you know, a new hairstyle. Instead of always wearing your hair in a ponytail, maybe you just blow it out, let it loose. Instead of it being, you know, curly, be it straight. Instead of having, you know, no beard, have a beard, right? Grow a beard. Or if you've been growing a beard, cut your beard. You know, changing your style up. And again, this is not nothing but for you just to, you know, bring something else out of you. Something that's maybe hidden. Something that's, you know, you see glimpse of, right? Some of you dress up only when there's a special occasion. But why not make all areas of your life a special occasion? Why not dress up just to go to the store? Dress up just to, you know, just to go out, right? Maybe you're just going to get some food real quick. Dress up, show up, look freshy. Why not, right? For the ladies who paint their nails, do a different color. Do something else. Do something new. Like, do something different. You always get the same colors. Maybe you change it up from time to time, like reinventing yourself, you know, and always evolving, always advancing. This is my mindset. How can I advance, reinvent myself, destroy my current position to create something new? And I have to do this in a strategic way. Again, this is part of the mountain that I'm climbing. If I've just settled for this and I just stop here, knowing that life is never ending, life will continue on, then I'm going to look to advance in fantasy. Think about it. I've settled in all areas of my life, but life continues going on. So then I play a video game that allows me to level up in all this fantasy way instead of in my real life, you know. And this is what people do. They give their desire of wanting more, their desire of advancing, of growth, right? They give that to other things. This is why it's like for relationships. It's like, how can we grow in this relationship? Or how can we grow in this video game? How can we grow? It's like a lot of people are stagnant in their life. They look for something to grow in. Why not grow in all areas of your life? That's what I look to do. I want to grow in all of my relationships. I want to grow in jiu-jitsu. I'm looking to get that next belt. You know, I get the stripes on my belt. I'm looking to grow in that. I'm looking to grow in all areas of my life. I want my business to grow. I want my mindset to grow. I want to challenge myself. And every time, fam, every time you grow, you head back to zero. Think about this. This is why most people don't want to do it. And I like using jiu-jitsu as an example because this is where we at now. Anytime I learn a new move and I'm practicing this new move, I'm changing up my game, right? I'm changing up my game, which means it makes me worse because I have to practice this move. So I just learned this new choke, right? So then it's like, okay, now if I want to implement that, the setup to that, it's forcing me to change my game. Me prioritizing that is forcing me to change my game, which means I'm going to suck because I haven't done this. I haven't practiced this enough. But that's everything in life. The moment you start switching things up, you're going to get back. There's this feeling of getting back to zero where you got to figure things out again. You got to figure yourself out again. You have to go through experiences and you got to go through failures. You have to adapt and adjust again and again. And it takes a lot of energy. And that means you're outside of your comfort zone. You're outside of what you've normally were used to. You know, for me, I lived in New York my whole life. And then I moved to Jersey for 5 years. And that was still next to New York. I'm right there, right across the waters, right there. You know, I moved a little bit south of Jersey. Now I'm like, okay, I'm next to Philadelphia, Atlantic City. Okay, but I'm still close to New York. I can go there anytime. Deciding to move to now Fort Lauderdale, moving to Florida now, completely put me in the unknown, or it put me in a different place where I'm like, oh, I'm no longer near family. I'm no longer near what was comfortable for me for years, and I saw the difference. Oh, I got to do something new. That's a different. It's getting back to zero and figuring that out, right? Practicing a new move in jiu-jitsu, sucking again. So I suck already. Then I finally get good at my game, and then I want to add something new to my game. Now I'm like, damn, I'm going to suck for a little bit more. I go back to zero. I feel like, damn, I've gotten worse, right? Because I have to learn and fail through this process so I can get good at it. You know, in business, a certain marketing strategy has worked for a while, right? Running this type of ad, I would run this video on Instagram. It would get me a certain amount of followers that led to a certain amount of sales. And it's like, okay, now this they've changed the algorithm, they changed the platform, or this video is drying out, this ad is drying out. I need to change. I need to adapt with this. I need to do something new, create another video. And in the process of changing the ad to a new one, that ad is gonna suck, right? I'm testing these ads that are going to suck. And I'm like, okay, this sucks. And then boom, I find the right ad, right? So it's anytime you're making an adjustment, just understand you're going to suck and it's going to be bad. And it's going to be a lot of lessons to learn. It's like you starting a new job, you're going to make these mistakes. You're going to start anything new. You're going to fail for a little bit. You're not going to be good at it. So for those people who are afraid to be not good because of their insecurities, because of how they feel about themselves, because of, you know, it makes them feel a certain way, they're not going to want to start new things. They're going to want to stay the same, be in the same place, same area. It's like you're stuck in a box, but at least you know the four walls. It's comfortable misery. people stay in comfortable misery, right? Because it's like, I know this. I know this is a limitation, but it's my limitation. I'm very familiar with the details of my limitation, which is why you would stay there. Now, Anthony Minaya prioritizes being in the new at all times, being uncomfortable at all times, right? It's like, I have to change the dynamic of this relationship in order for it to continue. Because if not, it stays stale and it's no longer going to be, you know, it's like it's going to hold me back. So as I continue to grow, as my priority changes, my relationships start to change. And it's not just the people, it's the dynamic I have with that person. We got together because of this. We have to change now why we stay together. If we're changing why we stay together, we have to continue to grow in that. Okay, we got together for this, but I'm not that person anymore. We got together because I was once into baseball. Now I'm not into baseball anymore. If you're not, you know, into, like, if we're not growing in this certain area of life, then this relationship will come to an end. So this happens in all areas of life. As I continue to grow, my message online changes. Now, one who has followed me for a long time says, man, I miss the Anthony of 2020 when he used to talk about this. And he used to look like this and he used to be like this. Now, you know, when he's showing this brand new side of him where he's looking like this, dressing like this, talking like this, walking like this. Now he's talking about this. That person right there is going to make a decision to say, okay, you know what? This is not for me anymore. I'm going to find something else. Or they're going to grow with whatever it is, whichever direction I'm going, right? And it's not just growing in, it's not being interested in certain things, right? Oh, you like jiu-jitsu? I don't like jiu-jitsu. So no, it's just the overall reason to why I do everything. It's just constant, never-ending growth, being the best in the world at life itself, right? How can I become a superhero? How can I be the superhero of my own story? How can I make myself more valuable at all times? How can I protect my energy? I want to protect my energy. I don't want to have conversations with people for no reason. I'm very aware that you will become the conversations you have for no reason. I'm very aware of that, right? Now, I've changed what I find fun. Fun for me is being aware of all of that and saying, okay, yeah, I'm gonna put myself in these positions and figure things out and game plan and watch the game plan, the strategy play out. I'm like, yeah, this is cool. This is what happens, you know. This is what happens when you make this move, and then see the results. And I was like, oh, I saw that months before. I visualized this result. I've studied its patterns. And it came out to be true. Boom. I'm like, yeah, I get stimulated by that. I like that, right? Looking at myself in the mirror saying, there's nobody that works harder than you. There's nobody that's more consistent than you. There's nobody who cares about what you care about, Anthony, because I'm in the game forever. See, I'm playing this game forever. I'm going to be 90 years old and being like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just looking to advance, psychologically question myself, is keeping the mind alive, keeping the body going, keeping just creating new reasons to stay alive, and also creating multiple ways to become more valuable to the people that are in my life and to the people who are going to be in my life. You know, there's somebody who hasn't listened to this show yet that they just discovered me today. And they're going to pick a random episode and they find themselves listening to this one. And it's like, oh, shit, right? I've put myself in position to become valuable to that person. That person may be you listening in right now, where you just discovered Anthony Minaya. You didn't see me last year. You didn't see me 2 years ago. You didn't see me 5 years ago. If you did, you would see the growth and the changes. You would see the difference, right? And there's a lot of people who have met me recently and they continue to meet me and discover me or find me somehow in the interwebs. And, you know, even in person, if I go to any networking events or you know, even sign up to my you know, MMA school, my MMA gym. You know, you're meeting different people. People are discovering you now. They're seeing you now, right? And then from that point on, they're watching you either grow or decline. So my goal is to be valuable to you forever. And as I continue to grow, you're either growing with me or you're growing in a different direction. So in my mind, I'm looking at it like that. How can I be valuable to the people in my life forever? How can I provide value forever? How can I learn something new? I'm in this game forever, fam. And I know this. Consistency for me is very important. I just show up and I just think that that's it. I just show up. There's no thought behind it. I just show up knowing that many people don't show up for themselves. Many people have different priorities when it comes to what they considered or see as fun. They have different perspectives on what is fun. They have different perspectives on what is bad, right? Adversity to me, something that's in the way of where I want to go, something that is an inconvenience for me, I see that as, okay, this is a lesson. There's a lesson to be learned. For other people, they'll see it as a massive inconvenience and revealing their insecurities. For somebody else, to play the victim. You see, I told you these things happen to people like me. For me, I'm like, yo, this doesn't happen to people like me. What's up? You know, like, let's go. Let's make the adjustment. Let's adapt. Let's figure this thing out. Because I see myself from a certain perspective. I'm like, yo, what would Batman do? What would the hero of a story do? What would they do in this situation? Right? It's like it's looking at everything like that. Everything, even the smallest little things. I see a plate. You know, I eat some food. I put the plate right in the sink, and let's say I go out with my, you know, go on with my day, whatever. Before I go to bed, I'm walking past the sink and I see the plate. And the moment I'm like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. The moment I say, I'll do it tomorrow, I don't even finish it. I stop, turn around, let me wash this plate, blah, 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 fix that. Boom, handle the problems the day of. Handle things day of. Why? Because I'm disciplined? No, it's because I want clarity, what I care about. I care about clarity. I don't want this to be a thing that it piles up and then now my mind is like, oh, what's going on with this? This is in the way now. Why do I have to keep my space clean? Because fam, it's like, I do not want to think about anything else. I want to think about the next move. I want to make decisions that's going to move my life forward based on where I want to go. It's being the ultimate human being. That's the goal, fam, to be the ultimate human being in all areas of life. That's my goal. That's how I see things. I want to be the ultimate human being. How can I take this human potential of what it can do? Think about all the things that the body can do. Why not be the most flexible? Why not be the strongest you can be? Why not learn fighting? And why not be the fastest you can be? Why not be the most aware that the body and the mind can be? Why not, you know, learn certain things about life that makes you more valuable to the entire human race? Why not learn about your health and learn as much as you can? It's like if there's a game of money, why not make as much as you possibly can? Why not do as much as you possibly can? Like, why not? Why not? If there is a home, why not live in the best home that has been built by humans? Why not? And what is the best home? What does it mean? It's whatever that is for you, right? For me, I wanted nice weather, live by the water, because of what I prioritize. I don't want to think about things. I don't want to live in a hood. Why? Because if I live in a hood, I got to go outside instead of thinking about, you know, about the things I need to think about to advance in life. I'm thinking about, I hope I don't get robbed. I hope this person don't jump me. I'm like, oh man, I got to think about this shit now, right? I got to watch everybody walking through versus knowing, okay, everybody in this area prioritizes this. Yes, you watch out for it. Yes, you don't keep your guard down. However, you know what the area prioritizes. So yes, you're not as intense as it is if you live in the hood where people are lacking things, and when people are struggling, and when someone's lacking and struggling, they can never be honorable. So now you have to look at one moment of pissing this person off or poking at their insecurities. They can come around and do something so they can make themselves feel better about themselves, right? So it's just prioritizing certain things. I don't want to think about the snow. I don't want to think about the boots I got to wear. I want to go outside and say, yo, the weather's consistent, so I can just stay consistent in what I'm doing, right? And now the adversity, and again, this comes down to me taking control of what I have control of. You have control of the weather, fam. You can decide to pick up and go. You have control of your energy. You can decide to pick up and go. You have control of what job you work at, where you work, how much money you make. You can pick up and go. Learn new information. There's books out there. There's mentors. There's certain information that you can read to level up, fam. Level up, you know? And that's what this whole thing is about, is getting better with yourself so you can be best for others. And that's how I see it. It's like, you know, we're all one big tribe. We're all one big tribe. All of us is one big ass tribe. And I was thinking about this the other day. We are one big tribe. And every single person plays a part, plays a role. The question is, what role are you playing in today's society? Because society rewards those who are the most responsible and the most valuable, right? So if you are responsible with yourself, you are more valuable to everybody else, we will reward you, right? We will reward you with certain recognition. We will reward you with certain praise, with money, with whatever it is. We reward this human for providing the most value. And if we're all in one big ass tribe, how are you delivering value to others? If you're not thinking about that, fam, then what are you doing, right? And this is what separates those who are broke and those who have money. It's like those who are broke do things that are not really as valuable, right? They don't learn, they don't have enough certain skills that is rare, right? You people get paid because of, you know, the more money someone gets when it comes to business, think about the difficulty of business, of running a fucking company. So hard, you get paid the most to do it because of how difficult it is to do it, to create structure for people, to create opportunities for others, to create jobs, to create a service for others. You get rewarded very well because of its difficulty, right? And how rare it is, how most people just are not interested in doing that. Learning a skill, learning a trade, learning something that most people are not willing to dedicate their time towards, right? They're not willing to dedicate their time to this. So you're not gonna pay somebody this much amount of money. You're gonna pay this person who's rare, there's one of them. Out of 1,000 people, there's one, right? It's like, yeah, that person's rare. In order to get that person's attention, you pay them a certain amount of money, right? And instead of doing something that's very front end that you can be, you don't need enough skill for, or you could just, you don't need any skills. You don't need nothing. You don't need to dedicate yourself to anything. Just 2 hours of dedication and then now you can do it, right? Which means you're replaceable. So making yourself valuable, fam, so you won't be replaceable. And that's what I look at. It's like, okay, I know that if Anthony Minaya is in your life will automatically be 10 times, 20 times, 100 times better than it is without me, because I have dedicated my entire existence to what I'm doing, to being the best version of me, the most aware, the most clear, the most healthiest, right? I want to be the superhero of my story, right? I don't just want to vacation in Florida. I wanted to live in Florida. I didn't want to just watch big fights, which I love watching big fights and going to the UFC events and going to the big boxing matches. I wanted to become that. I wanted to be a fighter, right? I didn't want to just listen to a podcast and consume podcasts. I wanted to create one. I didn't want to just read books. I wanted to write books, right? I didn't want to just create a, you know, support Nike and Adidas and all these things, which I do, and that's fine. I just didn't want to just commit to that. I wanted to create my own brand, The About It Life, which, again, sign up to my email list, fam, because there's new updates coming soon on that. Clothing line of The About It Life coming soon. Just all these things, fam, I'm telling you, like, just being a creator. So this is my mentality for now. And I know there's a lot more to go into, but these are things that you can look within yourself and borrow. Borrow some of the things I'm saying. Borrow it for yourself. Because if you can see how I see things and how I do things, and if I'm your source of entertainment, your source of education, your source of inspiration, I know for a fact that this episode was very valuable. So I love you guys, fam. I'll catch you guys next time. I appreciate you all for listening in. Peace. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I appreciate you. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, I truly appreciate you for making it up to this point. Before you move on, before you start the day, before you go on to the next episode, two things, family. Please leave a review on the show only if you found this episode valuable. If you found it valuable, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the podcast, and it also helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And the second thing, family, is head over to my website, www.anthonymaniah.com, and sign up to my daily awareness email list. There, I will connect with you guys personally. If you want more information on my coaching programs, if you want more information on working one-to-one, and also to get exclusive content, head over to anthonymaniah.com. With that being said, I'll catch you guys next time. I appreciate you all.